Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, April 28th. Canadians are set to choose their next government today. It's election day and polls open at 9:30 this morning, and you'll have until 9:30 this evening to cast your ballot. To find your polling station, check your voter information card or visit the Elections Canada website. If you didn't receive a voter card in the mail, you can still register at the polling station. You'll need to bring ID when you go to vote. There are more details at elections.ca. A two-hour election night special will begin right here on 560 CFOS after polls close this evening, with all of the results as they're confirmed. The OPP are urging caution after a Huron-Kinloss resident lost around $60,000 in a scam. South Bruce OPP say the victim was trying to make a cryptocurrency investment through an online agency and provided the fraudster access to its devices. The OPP say the incident is a reminder to everyone to be cautious when engaging in crypto transactions and investments. Owen Sound Council has a special meeting this afternoon to learn more about the province's strong mayor powers. Councillors will be briefed from a consultant and also discuss dozens of questions about the coming change. Some Owen Sound councillors expressed concerns earlier this month about the province's plan to expand strong mayor powers to 169 more municipalities in Ontario, including Owen Sound. Municipal flags in Kincardine will be lowered today in recognition of the National Day of Mourning. It's dedicated to those who have lost their lives, suffered injury or illness on the job. The day is also known as Workers' Memorial Day and is recognized by around 100 countries worldwide. In national news, a 30-year-old Vancouver man has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder in connection with Saturday night's attack on a community festival in that city. Police say 11 people died and 17 remain in hospital, some in critical condition. The accused has a history of mental health issues and interactions with police and is alleged to have driven an SUV into a crowd of people. Officials say they are not investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. And U.S. tariffs on the Canadian auto industry could affect Ontario's 2025 budget. The Progressive Conservatives are set to unveil their first budget next month since being re-elected in February. While Premier Doug Ford promised to balance Ontario's books by 2027, he says the trade tussle with the U.S. may call for billions more in spending in the upcoming budget. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a slightly lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading ahead of a busy week for earnings south of the border for some big U.S. companies. Major indexes coming off a winning week last week. The Dow closed 20 points higher at 40,113 on Friday. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were up around 1%, while it was a flat close for the TSX, 17 points lower to 24,710. Bitcoin up more than 1% this morning to over 95,000 U.S. The price of oil down slightly, 62.80 per barrel, while gold's little change at 3,300 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar is at 72.1 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Edmonton, even their series had 2 with the Kings in a thrilling comeback. Evan Bouchard scored twice in the third, including the tying goal with 29 seconds left. Then Leon Draisaitl won it in overtime. Montreal's down 3-1 after Washington picked up a 5-2 victory. St. Louis stomped Winnipeg 5-1 to tie that series at 2. Blues have won 14 straight at home. And Carolina took a 3-1 lead in their series against New Jersey. Tonight, Tampa visits Florida and Colorado's in Dallas. OHL playoffs, Oshawa and London won to each take a 2-0 lead in their series. PWHL, Minnesota lost to New York. The Yankees swept a doubleheader and took the series against the Blue Jays. Jays host the Red Sox tomorrow. The Tigers have the AL's best record after shutting out Baltimore. And NBA playoffs, Boston, New York, Minnesota and Indiana all won to take 3-1 series leads. That's sports. The forecast is next.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons will face elimination tomorrow after a 5-4 loss in overtime to the Napanee Raiders. In Game 5 of the PJHL Schmalz Cup semifinals, Napanee leads the series 3-2. And in lacrosse, the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars clipped the Guelph Regals 12-11 yesterday, earning a split in a pair of games over the weekend. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. market. Your weather is coming up next. A nice spring day, mainly sunny and a high of 18. Tonight, clear sky through the evening, then increasing cloudiness overnight, slight chance of some showers or a thunderstorm, a low of 14, and mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of rain or thunder showers and 21.